If you are not yet wearing a mask when you go out in public, you may soon be asked to do so by the coronavirus task force. Dr. Anthony Fauci said today that the task force is close to a determination on whether to recommend the broad use of masks once there are enough for all the healthcare workers. We're going to check in now on three places in the next few minutes, starting with Atlanta, which is under a stay-at-home order. More than 100 people have died across the state of Georgia from coronavirus. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms joins us now. Mayor, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And Atlanta has been under your stay-at-home order for a week now, but Georgia's Governor Brian Kemp has not issued a stay-at-home order for all of Georgia. Do you think he should?
You know, if it were my choice, there would be a stay-at-home order for the entire nation. I do think consistency would be helpful, but I certainly understand the governor's perspective. What he said is that we still have several counties that have not, that don't yet have anyone who's tested positive. But as we heard on yesterday hearing from the White House, it's just a matter of time, and it's been helpful that that finally has been acknowledged on the federal level. And so I'm hoping that our governor is continuing to listen to the experts, as I know he has been. And it is my hope that we have something statewide, even in our metropolitan Atlanta area. It has been a bit frustrating. We are a city of 500,000 people. Our metropolitan area is around 6 million people. But thankfully, with our stay-at-home order that we've issued in the city of Atlanta, many other surrounding cities have followed. But not all of them. So it's my hope that we have some consistency.
How prepared are Atlanta's hospitals to deal with the caseload right now? And what about a week or two from now?
Well, what we know, being the capital city, a major urban center, on a normal day, our hospitals are nearly at capacity. Just anecdotally, I checked in with a friend who works in one of the local emergency rooms this morning, and I was told that we are about 80 to 90% at Grady Hospital, which is our major hospital in the city that serves many of our underserved and uninsured communities. The good news, let me go to the bad news first. We had a flood in that hospital a couple of months ago, and so our beds are already, we don't have as many beds as we normally have. But the good news is that many of our hospital partners are already expanding their capacity and looking at sites throughout the city when and if it comes to the point that we need to expand our footprint. And so being able to watch states like Massachusetts and New York and Washington and other areas that have seen the surge, we at least have a very good idea of what to expect if the worst happens. And have ample opportunity to prepare. And I'm trusting that our state partners are doing their job to make sure that we're adequately prepared.
And let me just finally ask you just briefly, are you getting what you need from the federal government?
We could all use more. I don't think that there is a governor or mayor in this country that can honestly say that they are getting what they need. What we know in Georgia right now is that we are not testing asymptomatic patients. We're not testing people with mild symptoms. So we do know that our rates of positive tests are artificially low. It's my hope that with the rapid testing, that will improve significantly, but we just aren't testing everyone who needs to be tested. And I don't think there's a city or state who says that they have everything they need. And even when we talk about PPE, certainly it's important for our healthcare workers, but from a municipal perspective, we still have sanitation workers out on the street. We still have people who are fixing water lines. And so we are in need of PPE equipment as well. And that's certainly very difficult to find right now.
That is Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.